It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Kime Report. Wherever you get your podcasts, you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media. That's A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in, and you can read my work on ESPN.com. Also, a reminder, we'll be out at the Commanders rookie mini camp. It's our first chance to get a look at Jaden Daniels in the Commanders uniform and also against some of the players who will be his teammates this season and in the future. Get a first chance at him at the veteran stuff in next week, but this is our first chance for the rookies and to be around him, see him on the football field, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, today I'm joined by Illinois co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach Terrence Jamison as we talk about Jerzon Newton, or Johnny Newton, as he seems to prefer people call him. Jamison coached him for a few years, knows exactly how he improved and why, and gives us some insight into him as a person and as a player, what worked so well from Illinois. And I always know when I bring these coaches on, of course they're going to say good things about him. It's their guy, but they also know more about them than others. So, and I want, like, what I like to do with these things is provide insight into who he is as a worker, what kind of habits they see, those kind of things. What did they see? Like, this guy knows him very well. So what does he see on the field that makes him stand out? Anyway, so I want to bring him on to talk about that. So here you go. Here's my conversation with Illinois co-defensive coordinator and D-line coach Terrence Jamison. Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com/kime. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kime. Well, Terrence, first of all, I just want to start with, like, with what are the Commanders getting in Jerzon Newton? And do you call him Johnny? Do you call him Jerzon?
I call him Johnny. Okay. You know, in that early on, you know, I called him Jerzon, but we built a relationship. I knew that was his name, Johnny. His parents call him Johnny, and so that's what you can call him. Call him Johnny.
What are they getting in him?
The Commanders are getting a great teammate, leader, on and off the field, leads by example, getting a productive football player, a guy that's consistent. You can easily tell as you get around him and see his habits that the production you see on game day, it doesn't come by chance. It's something that he works at and because of his routine that he's developed over the years.
What are some of those habits? Give me some, you have some examples of things that he does that maybe would be a little bit extra.
Yeah. Really it's routine, and so that's the thing about being a great player. If you just stick to the routine and then you'll you'll do things routinely. So with Johnny, just showing up on time, he's typically the first guy in the building. He takes care of his body in terms of his treatment, things he needs to do to get his body warmed up for the day. Consistent off the field, you know, in college, obviously you're balancing classwork and with the sports as well. And so just being consistent, not a guy that shows up on lists, just all around pro. And so, and again, he's just a routine guy that has good habits and it allows him to be focused on the field.
He could have probably turned pro after last year. So did you see a difference in him coming back this year with what he wanted to show?
Yeah, he definitely had an opportunity to leave early. And I think it's a true testament to his upbringing, his parents. You know, he's got a solid foundation at the home. You know, mom and dad were tremendous in helping to guide him in that decision making process. And it wasn't an easy decision. But, you know, ultimately he had some goals that he wanted to achieve. And he was able to focus and come back. And we certainly benefited from that as well. We're grateful, and I'm grateful to be able to coach him a third year as well.
Was he better in any particular area last year? I mean, he was pretty good, but then he took it up a notch, it seems. So where was he better?
Yeah, the one that jumps out in my mind right away is the number of times he got the quarterback down. You know, he was consistent in terms of getting to the quarterback and make sure that guy back there in the pocket knew he was around consistently early downs and also on third down and increased his sack production that third year. But just refining, constantly refining his technique each and every day is just something that he paid close attention to. And he's a lover of football. He's a competitor, hates to lose, loves to win. And you know, ultimately, I think specifically, it was a sack production and along with the tackles that he consistently got. He had four block kicks.
I know. I was going to ask you about that. Like, that's kind of amazing. Like, we'll get into the other stuff, but why was he so good there? Is that just.
Yeah. And you know what? I took all the guys' notebooks at some point in fall camp. I just do it randomly sometimes. And he just takes just from the meeting room to the field, practice, drill work, to team periods, to ultimately the game. You know, for him, practice habits become game day reality. So, you know, in his note taking, he's very detailed in the meeting room, takes good notes. He writes with good hand penmanship as well. But when we're talking about field goal block, for him, that's no different than talking about third and long. So he has that same elite focus and you know, as we all know, it's hard to keep that focus nowadays when you got so many distractions, you know, on your phone or whatnot. But he has developed the ability to focus on the task at hand, and ultimately led to production even in field goal block.
He was also a basketball player in high school. How much do you see that aspect in his game, whether it's with the footwork or I don't know what kind of vertical he has, but like, you know, how did you see that help him in his game?
Yeah, I can see that transitioning as well. You know, in the sport of basketball, you got to be able to play transition your a balanced stance to a quick movement speed stance, and he has the ability to bend and change direction, and so you can definitely see some of those attributes show up. But you know, for Johnny, you know, he just loves football. Football is his number one sport. And you know, just the skill set he has, having played running back in the past, right, at the high school level, I think that more so attributed to his success on the D-line even more than being on the hardwood.
Now, you weren't at Illinois yet, but did you recruit him coming out of high school at all?
No, I did not. So when Johnny was coming out of high school, I believe I was at Air Force Academy, so I was looking. I was looking for a different type of athlete during that time.
Well, so did you hear? Like, one of the things I saw, like, he played in two games with a broken leg in high school.
Yeah, I just learned that story. I heard that story from his high school coach during the draft party, the gathering we had as a family, and so I was just talking with his high school head coach, and he was telling me the story of him running the ball and being productive, going straight ahead. But anytime he would make a cut, he would start to limp. And on the other side of the ball, it was no issue. He was playing like he would normally play. And so they thought he was just favoring his or being tired or something. They got him looked at, and he had played 4 weeks with a fractured leg. So speaks to the toughness he has.
I was gonna say, are you like? It's kind of crazy to think that, but like, were you surprised to hear that he would do something? Like, I mean, that. I mean, sometimes you can't do it, right? It's so broken, whatever. But are you surprised to hear that he would be able to play that long like that?
I would be surprised anybody can do
that.
Right. You know, he grew up in a household, mom and dad, himself and four other brothers. There's probably a couple of rough moments growing up. You know, he's the fourth youngest, so I think he just developed a knack to being tough. So,
and that's what I say too with those brothers, his three older brothers, they all play college football at some level. And the younger one sounds like he's going to play too. How do you see that competitive? I mean, that I grew up with a few older brothers too. There's a high degree of competitiveness. So how did you see that with him?
Yeah. Johnny, even in summer workouts, you know, we would go out there as coaches and observe their workouts just to show presence and, during sprints. He's always the first one in sprints. And this past year, I had a young guy who was going to be a really good player for us. He would try to beat Johnny. He would try to catch up with him, but it's just no. At 295, he was still leading the pack with sprints, and you didn't see him gassed at all. He just has that competitive drive to. And for Johnny, when I say competitive, it's like on demand, you know. So like. When we need him most, he's at his best. So
where did you, cause like there were some games you just took over. What is there a game for you that you're like, hey, this is the classic Johnny Newton game where he just dominated, took over?
You know what? Man, I wish I could pinpoint one game. I mean, I've never coached a player like Johnny Newton. Let me say that. And so, just being a complete player. And so, every game, there's always something. There's a couple of plays. There's a few moments in the game that he makes a tremendous impact. I'll put two games together: the Wisconsin game of this past year, and then the following week against Minnesota at Minnesota. Just putting those two games together because of how that game kind of transpired, and you know, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, he was. Ejected for an illegal hit on a quarterback, but prior to that moment, he was a tremendous impact in that game. We were up by a comfortable lead, and the tide changed as soon as he was ejected from the game. And then you go to the following week at Minnesota, we were trailing in that game, and when he was able to get back in the game, we ended up winning that game. Now, obviously, you know, it's more than just one player, but he made a tremendous impact. And I would point to that moment in the season, senior year, his last year.
And like you said, you've been around some really good players as a coach too. I think it's J.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson, Carl Loftus at Purdue. So like you've seen what it takes from guys at the college level going to the NFL. How does he, I don't want to say, but I don't want to compare, but what kind of traits does he have that maybe you saw in some of the others that translates well to the NFL?
Oh yeah. All those names you just mentioned, all those guys are tremendously talented. They had great or having great NFL careers, Hall of Fame careers, you know? But with Johnny, you know, the things that remind me of Johnny is just we keep talking about it, but the competitive drive, the effort, the attention to detail, the routine plays, making the routine plays routinely. And so just the practice habits, you know, and the excitement for individual drill, inside run drill, one-on-one pass rush. The things that jump out for a college coach is when you're in spring ball and the opponent is the offense, right? And you're going through 15 practices, and you know you're going through it, and there's no opponent with a different jersey color on. You know you're going up against your locker buddy, But just to have a guy that shows up every day and is impactful in practice when there's a situation that we're practicing as a team, and every coach is looking around like, okay, we know who's going to make this play. When that guy makes that play, we know that's going to translate to the season. And Trey Hendrickson was one of those guys that had a breakout spring that led to breakout seasons. And Johnny did the same thing consistently. So he just became a guy that we expected to take over a game because he prepared that way.
He also, like, when you tear, like, first of all, I think they were very surprised that he fell to where he did. But you hear some people like, does he have the ideal length and the ideal size? What would you say that, like, you talk about the competitiveness, but just from traits, how does he compensate for not having that? He's not, I mean, Aaron Donald wasn't the biggest guy either, but how does he compensate just in terms of his skill on the field?
Yeah. So, you know, for my experience with Johnny, you know, the measurables were never a factor for him. He was always the favorite in the matchup, no matter what the numbers may have reflected. If he had a matchup each week, we can bet that he was going to win that matchup. He played with knee bend, played with extension, just elite focus, and he was able to use the proper run fundamentals. And also transition his run fundamentals to pass rush. But that's just technical stuff. I mean, the right. skill set that he has, just he's naturally gifted with his intelligence, that just took him to a whole new level. And so your measurables are the measurables. I get that. But the dude is just flat out talented, and it's just crazy.
They talked about the high football IQ too. And I think he did when we talked to him after the draft. He talked about that too. So where did you see that? Like, how would you see, cause you know, when there's a guy that has like, that's just different. And he, you know, looking for clues and all that, but how did you see it?
Yeah. Just situational awareness, field zones down the distance. I going back to a spring practice, right. And we're studying our offense and we see a tendency, and I'm talking to the D line about this big picture tendency. And, you know, D linemen, they don't care about that. They just, hey, what's the tackle box telling me? What's the backfield set telling me? And so just an opportunity to give, because you never know who's going to be a future coach in your room. So you give them a little more insight about a certain tendency. And, you know, we get to practice and there's a not to get into the specifics, but there's something happening with the offense. They're doing something pre-snap and he's in the stance and he recognized it. And he gets a TFL off the play, and you know, it was a pretty cool moment to see that, but also for our whole team, because our head coach showed that, because we do a lot of football one-on-one for our team, and our head coach does a tremendous job of helping our players gain that extra edge in terms of being ready for those situations, whether it's down a distance, field position, whatever that coordinator may like. And so He made a big play, but it was more than just a big play. It was his awareness before the play even ball was even snapped. And so for Johnny, that those sort of things became, that's just what we expected from him. And even in pass rush, you know, you can see that we gave him a lot of reps in the game. He played a lot of snaps, but as the game goes on, he gets better and better because he not only gets a feel for his matchup, but also what the opposing offensive corner is trying to do to him up front.
So, and just a couple more, I appreciate your time. How would you describe his personality?
Yeah. So personality wise, I mean, team captain, you know, he's voted team captain. He's very coachable. He's willing, you know, he in the meeting room, he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a loud guy. He's just quiet. He's just, focus on what the task at hand. Same thing in the walkthroughs and things. But in practice, you're gonna hear him. He's gonna be engaged. We can be in field goal part of practice, you know. He's shouting out stuff at the kicker and stuff. So he's engaging. Eye contact. You know, he is not only a leader by example, but but appropriate in terms of his vocal leadership as well. So great personality, great teammate, very coachable player. He's a grown man, and he's a tremendous football player.
So, and I know you didn't coach this guy, but he played at Illinois, Quan Martin, who's also here. I don't know if you have any memories or thoughts about him, but like, he's a guy that at the end of the year started to play pretty well here. But do you, I know we didn't, you didn't coach him, but you would have seen him quite a bit. What did you think about Quan?
Quan is awesome, man. Quan is, he got a pick one time, and I think he's still in the air right now. he would just, I mean, I think he had a, I think he broke the record for the vertical in his combine. Yeah. And whatnot. But yeah. Quan is very cerebral, but a versatile player. We used him. He was able to play all positions in the secondary for us, corner, safety, nickel position as well. He can play in the box. He's a do-it-all guy. And just like Johnny, being from a similar area and down in Florida, you know, loves football, very intelligent. You know, if we had more captain votes, he would have been a captain as well. So, just a guy that the guys looked up to. So it's pretty cool to see that those both of those guys are in the same organization. I think the D.C. area and the Commander Nation is going to love those two guys move forward.
The very last thing, and two, another guy that you didn't coach, wasn't even on your team, but he's in the Big Ten. So I don't know. You may not have any thoughts on him. I don't know. But Mike Sammerstill from Michigan, they drafted him as a slot corner. And I know you may not pay attention a lot of times to the other team's defense, but did you pay much attention to him? Do you have any? I know you guys would have played him, but
yeah, no, I don't have any comment on him.
Okay,
but obviously, you know, it's a good football program, and of course, you know, with the leadership of the Commanders, if they chose to draft him, I know they're getting a good player because they did a tremendous job in the draft taking off team captain. Pretty cool.
They did, and so yeah, and I wasn't sure. Like sometimes, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with them at all, and a lot of times you're not because you're focusing on their offense. So that makes a lot of sense. Anything else we should know about Johnny Newton?
No, that's just you're getting a great young man. You're getting a leader. You're getting a guy that's gonna be willing to do everything and certainly able. And once he gets his shot, he won't look back. So,
Terrence, I appreciate your time and good luck on the recruiting trail.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Terrence for joining me, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back on either Friday night/Saturday morning talking about the Commanders rookie minicamp. So I'll talk to you next time.